Before we started the session again, I asked the Dalai Lama, "Are there any points you want to raise or speak to?" "There's one area," he said thoughtfully, "exactly how the mind functions in the arising of these emotions, in terms of conceptual and non-conceptual states of cognition," Alan clarified. "It's a characteristically Buddhist view, something he'd like to present from his own side." The Dalai Lama was keen to show the complexity of the Buddhist understanding of the nature of cognition, and to make clear that this framework does not make the sharp distinction between emotion and cognition, or reason, found in Western psychology. The Tibetan term shepa, often translated as consciousness or cognition, actually subsumes them both. Its meaning is closer to mental event. The mental events that Buddhism calls afflictions are seen as conceptual, a broader term that includes what in English are called thoughts, mental images, and emotions.